the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. White-tailed deer give birth to cryptic-colored white-spotted fawns by early June in New Hampshire. Does typically give birth to twins, rarely triplets. More single fawns are born to younger does, or in years of harsh winter weather with deep snow. Does choose a secluded and yet open area to give birth while scanning for any approaching danger. Moments after birth, does will try to get fawns to stand and follow her to thick cover before she returns to consume the placenta. Fawns weigh 4 to 8 pounds at birth with no scent and a dappled white-spotted reddish coat. They remain motionless, hiding for up to 3 weeks while gaining strength and relying on cryptic camouflage to remain unseen. Does return only twice a day to nurse and groom hiding fawns, consuming waste to remove any scent. Two essential first lessons for fawns: first, hide, and then by 1 month old, run. Many fawns are lost during their first 3 weeks to predators including coyotes, bears, bobcats, and more rarely, a fisher. In response to fawn distress calls, does rush to protect defenseless fawns from danger, but more often must abandon them to survive themselves and breed again another year. By 3 weeks old, fawns are strong and fast enough to accompany their mothers while nursing and foraging.
Bambi! Bambi, come here!
Look! New spring grass.
Fawns remain with their mothers throughout the summer, often in long-term maternal family groups, raising fawns collectively for safety. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.